It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great menu, great staff, just a great atmosphere, I have to say. And around the hotel, you can, for example, out in the car park, you can give your dog a shower after you've had him for a walk along the beach. You can have a sauna, and around the back of the hotel there is car valeting. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Earlier on today, myself and Jeremy were on the phone and we were talking about what we were going to debate on today's podcast. And he just dropped something into the conversation about something that happened to him last night. He'll explain exactly what happened last night. So just to set the scene, this is something that happened in a playground in South County Dublin last night. And it involved none other than our Jeremy. And when you hear the story, you will either think that the person involved was right to do what they did, or completely paranoid and completely and utterly wrong. Anyway, we decided that this is something that we have to talk about. So, Jeremy, tell me what happened last night.
Okay, let me give you the timeline of events and set it up first of all. Okay, so in my estate, there is a huge, big green area. And in that green area, there is a child's playground and a tennis courts and basketball courts and all that, as many estates would have in them. And it's kind of the landmark in our estate. Like people would often meet there. I know at night time during the summer months, teenagers all meet there. It's a meeting place. And twice a week, one of my mates lives in the estate, in the other end of the estate. And twice a week, we go for walks during the summertime. Hmm. And we generally meet at the playground. That's where we'd meet at the playground. So he'd say to me, you walk in tonight. In fact, that's the text message conversation was, and I'll read back the messages. Do you fancy going for a walk tonight? And I said, yes, I'm around. And then I said, just let me know what time you want to meet and where will we meet. And I sent him back this voice note at exactly 9:15 last night. And
I'm at the tennis courts. Where are you?
So I sent him back the message. I'm at the tennis courts. Where are you? So I left my house to walk to the local playground and tennis courts. And that's where I was to meet my friend at around 9:15. Mm-hmm. Hence the message I sent him. He was about 10 minutes late. So I was standing at the playground on my own waiting for him. I'll tell you how I was dressed. I was in black jeans. I was wearing a hoodie because it was a bit cold at 9:15 last night. And my baseball cap. So that's what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. And I had my mobile phone. And I was waiting at the playground for him. And he was about 10 minutes late. It was about 25 past. So I was standing there for 10 minutes, standing up against the railings at the kids' playground. Now, there was a few kids there. I didn't pay much attention, to be honest. I'd say there might have been four or five kids there. There was a couple of parents there. But it didn't really, I wasn't counting how many kids were there. Mm. So I was there texting on my phone, looking at my phone, waiting for him to arrive. The next minute, a woman approaches me. Now, this woman was in her, I'd say, early to mid 30s. And she came over to me and she says, I'm sorry, can I ask you what you're doing here? And, you know, someone says something like that, you're not prepared for the answer. Mm. And I says, what do you mean? And she says, well, you don't have a child with you. Can I ask you why you were standing at the playground? And I said, but it's really none of your business, but I'm waiting to meet my friend. We go for a walk and he's running late and that's why I'm waiting here. And she says, well, what you're doing is not appropriate and it's making us feel uncomfortable.
Us meaning
I don't know,
and a number of other adults or what?
She said us. Did she mean other adults? Did she mean her? But she says it's making us feel uncomfortable. And she said, I'm here with my two children. They're on the slide. You shouldn't be standing here waiting for your friend. It's not appropriate to be standing at the playground. Now, I didn't get into a row. I told her there was nothing wrong with what I was doing. I didn't get into a row with her, and I'll explain that in a moment, why I didn't get into a row with her, because I know a lot of you listen to the show think that, you know, I'm the type of person I would argue with someone. But when you're completely knocked for six, that you're not expecting this, I was left speechless and got quite upset. And I'm even thinking about it now and talking about it now, I'm still quite upset about it. I'm not angry about it. I'm upset about it because I ended up walking away from the playground embarrassed. And the reason I had to walk away from the playground and didn't want to get into a row with her because I was terrified that this woman was going to take a photograph of me and put it up on social media and say, does anybody know who this man is in a hoodie and a baseball cap hanging around a playground? All it would take is a photograph of me standing there to go up on social media and my life, my reputation would be ruined completely. So I ended up walking away. You know, I had a bit of a altercation with her. You know, I spoke back to her and I said, you know, I'll stand where I want to stand. I'm able to stand.
But you didn't in the end. You actually walked away.
But I did walk away, walked back and just met my friend who came along 5 minutes later. I met him up the road there. And I didn't tell him about this. I didn't say it to anybody until the meeting this morning where it just came up in conversation. And you know what? It's the first time in my life as a man that I felt victimized, and I'm not saying I'm the victim here, but victimized and just embarrassed to be a man, obsessed that the accusations, and I don't want to dramatize this, she didn't turn around and accuse me of anything. You know, she didn't say,
and just to quote again what she said, sorry, but can I ask you what you're doing here? You don't have a child with you, do you? And then she went on to say, if you don't mind me saying, what you're doing is not appropriate. It's making us feel uncomfortable. And this is you standing waiting for your mate to go for a walk. Just happens to be standing beside a playground.
Didn't even, we go for walks at least once or twice a week. And we regularly, that is, it's a landmark.
And is that where you would normally meet?
Yeah, we have met because there's nowhere else. You know, I'm not going to say to him, I'll meet you outside number 22. You know, we normally say, I'll meet you near the playground or I'll meet you near the tennis courts.
Okay, I would love to hear from you. And here are the questions that I want to ask. Would you react in the same way as this woman if you saw a man on his own hanging around at a playground? Now, in Jeremy's case, he had a perfectly legitimate reason for being there. He's waiting for his mate to go for their evening walk. And how would you react if you were the man and were approached in a situation like this? And here's my thing, and I firmly believe this. If you had have been a woman, nobody would have batted an eyelid.
Probably not.
No, there's no probably about it.
And you know what? Hindsight's a great thing. I've since it happened, you know, this morning, I spent last night pissed off at myself that I didn't react in a different way. I should have ripped her apart. I really should have ripped her apart. And you know, it's one of those situations. We've all had these situations where we walk away from something and then we go, why didn't I say this or why didn't I say that?
In fact, there's a part of me that thinks that by you walking away from that playground was nearly an admission of guilt because you did what she wanted you to do.
I know, but all it takes, and let this be a warning to every single man, not woman, because I've never seen a post on Facebook about a woman in this. Let this be a warning to every single man listening. All it takes is a woman like that who is deeply paranoid by the sense of things. All it takes is a woman like that to take a photograph of you standing at a playground, put it up on Facebook. It will be shared thousands of times.
And then you're screwed.
Because Facebook is full of drama, curtain twitcher mothers who have nothing better to be doing than thinking that every single man wants to snatch their child. And had my photograph been shared thousands of times, I probably wouldn't be talking to you on the show today.
This happened yesterday evening, just after 9 o'clock. It's still bright. And Jeremy arranged to meet his mate to go for a walk. He was standing waiting for, they arranged to meet just at the playground there and then go off on their walk.
By the way, this is a playground I go to maybe four times a week with my own young fella.
Yeah, right, you know, okay. Yeah. You know, so a woman, so anyway, he's standing there waiting for his mate, perfectly innocently, and a woman in her 30s approached him and said, sorry, but can I ask what you're doing here? You don't have a child with you, do you? And then, if you don't mind me saying, what you're doing is not appropriate, it's making us feel uncomfortable. Now, was the woman right?
And I just want to say one final thing in a minute. It's a bit of a chicken's way out because she's not here to defend herself. But if that woman is listening and you know who you are, I just want to say one thing to you. I'm not going to be rude about it. You made a man feel very, very, very low last night. That's all I'll say to you now. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I remember talking to a guy last year, probably on this programme. He was driving around in his work van. He was due to make a delivery, but he was starving. So he pulled in his van to have a sandwich before he made his next delivery. And he had somebody come up to him and say, you shouldn't be parked here. And when he said, why? Well, you're actually parked outside of school. And he was like, oh, I'm only eating my bloody sandwich.
I mean, is it going to get to the stage where we're going to need signs outside playgrounds saying no men, no childless man should be hanging around here?
Well, that's what this is suggesting. That if you are a childless man or a man that doesn't have a child with you, there are certain places that you should not be. And here's the reality of it. We do have equality laws, and if that were to happen, that would annoy an awful lot of men, because nobody will question a woman in the exact... So two women last night, and she says, I'll wait for you at the playground. The mate is 10 minutes late. Nobody would question a woman in that situation. Nobody would.
I don't think so.
No, there's no thinking about it. Nobody would.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kirsty is in Bray. How are you, Kirsty?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, your point on this is it's good to be vigilant, but...
Yeah, it's good to be vigilant and observe. I mean, we have to take care of our children, but what she did was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I could imagine my partner going to the playground waiting on me for one of our nightly walks and then being verbally abused by some woman with her presumptions. You know, it's quite, I don't know, I find her a bit hysterical. I mean, fair enough if she caught him harassing a child or trying to take a child and then intervene.
Obviously, yeah, or if he was standing there interfering with himself or doing
exactly
something inappropriate, but the only inappropriate thing he was doing was standing there.
And just waiting for someone to go and walk. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's not... People presume, oh, man beside a playground, you know,
equals
based on gender.
Equals paedophile, equals child abuse. Yeah. And would you agree with me, Kirsty, as a woman, that if this were a woman standing there, nobody would have come near her?
Listen, I've been set in children's playgrounds many a time, sometimes on my lunch break when I was working up in, Dublin, and I've been sitting there eating a sandwich on my own, no kids, and nobody's ever said anything to me. Nobody's ever approached me, why are you here? And the reality of it is that there was a post on Facebook there last week of a father, very concerned father, there was a foreign national, a female foreign national that was taking photos of his teenage daughter.
Yes.
Now, I mean, I'm not being rude, but there are female predators that exist as well, and people need to, I mean, the whole stigma around, oh, it's just men, it's not. It's women as well. I mean, be cautious with your kids, look out, you know, be aware, but don't go and accuse someone.
Okay, so do you think that this woman had a right to approach Jeremy and say, if you don't mind me saying, what you're doing is inappropriate, it's making us uncomfortable?
No, definitely not. I would have responded, but your paranoia is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, had I thought of that on, you know, but, you know, when you're knocked for six.
You'd be completely in shock. I mean, it's unexpected. He's standing there with no ill intentions, waiting for someone, minding his own business. And this one comes up to him with all sorts of accusations stipulating that she's made uncomfortable by his presence. I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, don't go out of your house then.
Rita, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. Because the same sort of thing happened to your own husband.
Similar.
Okay, stay there for one second. I'll hear your story straight after the break. Do you support this lady in calling out a man standing around a playground and saying, if you don't mind me saying, what you're doing is inappropriate, it's making us uncomfortable? This is Jeremy standing outside a playground last night waiting for his mate to go for a walk, and he got questioned about it. Jason sent us this WhatsApp voice message.
Jeremy, I think you were totally right in what you did, but just walking away. But people should be, you should be able to sue somebody for putting stuff up on social media about you. So, you know, without trying to restrict people's social media, if someone puts something up that they can be sued for, then they should be able to get sued for it if they put something up. Simple as.
Yeah.
But fair play to you.
Good. First of all, once something goes up on social media and is shared 1,000 times, that's it. It's impossible. It's like a ripple effect. It's like dropping a pebble in the water. You can't stop the waves once that happens.
No, but I do think people ultimately do need to be held responsible for what they put up on social media.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
We're in the middle of a conversation about something that happened last evening at a playground tennis court area in South County Dublin, where our Jeremy lives. He arranges to meet his mate. They go for a walk during the summer months, and arranged to meet just beside the playground there. So he's standing there waiting for his mate. He's going to be 10 minutes late. And a woman approaches him and says, "Sorry, but can I ask what you're doing here? You don't have a child with you, do you?" And then went on to say, "If you don't mind me saying, what you're doing is not appropriate. It's making us feel uncomfortable." Bob sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
"Hi, Jeremy. Rob here. You done nothing wrong, mate. Keep your chin up. You're one of the soundest blokes out there. Don't be minding these snowflakes. Okay, pal. Enjoy your walking."
Good man. That's a nice message. Thanks very much, Rob. Is that what it is? Is this snowflakes? Or are parents right to be concerned if a man is just waiting at a playground? Rita, so tell me what happened to your husband.
Well, we were collecting our granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Now, I have 5 granddaughters. I would guard them with my life. So don't get me wrong.
Yep.
I wouldn't, you know, if there's anything inappropriate, I'd be the first in there. But my husband drives me up because I don't drive.
Okay.
He normally would stay in the car. For some reason, he got out of the car. It was a winter's day, the cap, baseball cap on, a jacket. And he stood at the gate for whatever, a few minutes while I knocked at the door. The little girl came, you know, the teacher got her and came out. And this woman came bustling in and said, "Look, just want to tell you," mentioning the teacher's name, "there's a man out at the gate and he's looking in and he's there a while now, a few minutes, you know." And I just turned around and I said, "That's my husband you're speaking about."
My
you know?
God.
And like, my husband did get upset. Like, we tried to laugh it off when we got home, telling the rest of the family, and they were laughing and saying, you know, but he was upset. And it was when you were saying this morning earlier that you were going to be speaking about this, he was sitting listening. We're pensioners, you know,
yeah,
with grandchildren, you know. And he said to me, "Do you know," he said, "that's like what happened to me that day." He said, "I could have said something really bad to that woman." And, you know, and it just brought it home to me. We have to be careful. We have to mind our children. But we also have to be careful of other people's feelings and make sure.
You see, you know, my whole thing with this is, had he been doing anything that looked inappropriate, I'd say yes, approach a man by
of
all
course
means. So say, for
yeah
example, if he had his phone out and
his
he was
out
clearly taking photographs of children,
of course,
then yes, go over to him. If he was even worse, playing with himself or whatever, then
yes,
by all means
yes
go over to him. But
of
all
course
he was doing was just standing there minding
waiting
his own business,
yes,
waiting for his friend.
Of course. I mean, look, I worked in childcare and I knew the rules. You don't take pictures without parents.
Yep.
And I would be the first to approach somebody if I saw anything inappropriate regards to children.
But a man
you know,
happening to be on his own in proximity of a playground,
yeah,
is not a threat to a child,
no,
generally
and
speaking.
I mean, you have to be careful before you watch him, observe him. If you see him doing something you don't like, yes, approach him. But by God, don't just embarrass the man.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know?
All right, thank you, Rita. And as we said, as Rita said, her husband heard this earlier on and he was triggered by the conversation because the same thing happened to him. Matt believes that men need to start standing up for themselves.
You know, Jeremy, I would have ran there as well, just with total embarrassment like yourself. But as Adrian said there, it's like it's making you feel guilty, or it's making you out like that you're guilty. So my advice there to anyone, and even to myself in future, what I do there is I stand my ground and hold battle with someone like her. And if she was to call the guards, I'd let her call the guards and I'd clear myself there and then. Because even by running away, you're dead right. If there was a picture taken of you, that would have been up in line last night and you would have been knackered like when you think about it. So the best thing would be to stand your ground, fight it out with them and say, "Here, no fucking way," like, and let it come to a conclusion and clear yourself there and then. And it's sad that that's the way it'd have to go, but that's the only way out of it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Anne is in Ballyfermot. Anne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, Anne, what do you want to say on this?
I think it's disgusting, and I would love to know what the mother was doing with her children in the park at that time of night. If she's such a great mother, like,
Well, I suppose that's another conversation, but we won't have the conversation now, but you're right. Do you think people have become ridiculously paranoid now?
Yeah, I do. It's going to get to the point where, like, a single man or a man, any man, can't even walk on the same street where children are because he's going to get accused of being up to no good and all. It's stupid.
And would you also agree, and this is the point that I was making a while ago, because I do believe this, if that were a woman, nobody would have said anything.
Yeah, there wouldn't have been an eyelid bad.
No, there wouldn't have been. If she was standing there in a hoodie and a baseball cap exactly like Jeremy was, but it was clear that she was a woman, nobody would have gone near her.
No.
And that's where I have as a man, I have a huge problem with that. I really do. That men, if you happen to be on your own and happen to be close to a playground, you are automatically judged with a bit of suspicion. And that really bothers me, I have to say.
Yeah, it's very true. And people, they also need to realise it's not always the big bad man. I mean, it could be a woman who does things to children or wants to take children.
And I also believe that the big bad man, and they do exist, there are some big bad men out there.
Yeah.
I don't believe they just randomly go and sit outside playgrounds anyway. I really don't.
No, sure.
For that very reason, that they look suspicious. But all right, John, you are the primary carer for your daughter.
Yes. But the thing is, it hasn't personally happened to me, so nobody's actually approached me. Or I guess you do feel sometimes that you can't show affection in public because people are looking at you funny. But that wasn't the real reason for my call. I saw a skit in Australia. While I was in Australia, there was a current affairs program, and they did a little social experiment where they had a man taking photographs on Bondi Beach and the same woman taking photographs on Bondi Beach. The woman was never approached.
Mm-hmm.
The man had police. He had people approaching him. And like they had no film in the camera, so he could show them that he wasn't doing anything. But it's just interesting, the sexism that exists and that we don't talk about. I mean,
And I totally agree with you, and you just heard the example that I gave. Had that been a woman with a hoodie on and a baseball cap standing outside that playground last night, nobody would have said anything to her. And I don't believe I don't care what anybody says. So this is blatant sexism against men.
Yeah, and I believe nowadays that sexism has swung a bit too far to the point where men are discriminated against. I mean, it's going to sound like I'm an anti-feminist, but I think that equalism is the way forward, and feminism doesn't have a place in modern society. So when we're talking about men's rights, men have just as many rights as women do to stand outside a playground or even to bring your child to a playground, because he's the age that you wouldn't have a child there. And
do you ever wonder what people are thinking when you're out with your daughter?
I care less these days. I think that she's very cute, so most of the attention's taken by her. It doesn't really affect me. I've never
because
been,
the reason I asked that question is last year on this show, I spoke to a man, an English man, spoke to him on this program about something that happened to him, where he checked into, this is a true story, he checked into a hotel with his 14-year-old daughter, and the hotel called the police.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Wow, it was just like.
Yeah.
That was unbelievably shocking. That and again, had it been a woman checking into a hotel with a 14-year-old daughter, nobody would have batted an eyelid. But because this father did, he was immediately viewed with suspicion. And for those of you who don't remember this story, a father had been deemed a paedophile after he checked into a hotel with his 14-year-old daughter. And as I said, we spoke to Carl last year in this programme. He took his daughter, Stephanie, to visit his cancer-stricken mother. The two had to stay at a hotel to make it easier to travel to visit his mum. The hotel was situated in Cheshire. and when he was up in his room to freshen up, he was confronted by police who accused him of grooming his daughter. And he said on this program last year, "I couldn't believe it. I was it was an emotional trip already, but that made it so much worse. One minute I was brushing my teeth, the next I was being told I was a paedophile." Now, that's just the sort of paranoia that we're talking about. Tracy, something similar also happened to your husband. Go on, tell me what happened.
We were in the local park, and I'm going back 2 or 3 years ago. So, like, you know, that's showing you how long it's going on before data protection. But my husband came out with me and my other two girls. We were playing, and he was standing by the rails because there was no seats. Now, he has a camera, a proper camera. Now, he's going to kill me. It's Canon or whatever, but it's like the proper zoom camera. Taking pictures, and he's about 6'3" and he's stocky, so you know he might stand out as such. But again, just taking pictures of us, and a woman approached him and said, I don't like the fact that you're taking photographs. And he's like, well, I'm taking photographs of my wife and my children. And, you know, she was getting slightly aggressive to him, and he's a gentle giant. And he just said, but what about the people that have camera phones that are slightly taking pictures? I am openly taking pictures of the people that I'm with.
And I assume the issue wasn't that there was other kids in the background or anything like that. It was fact that he was taking photographs.
Yeah. And I mean, the park was jammered. So, you know, we weren't beside him. You know, we might have been playing on something and he was taking a picture. Because he had the camera, he didn't have to stand right beside us.
Yes, he could zoom right in or whatever. Yeah.
But this woman just out of the blue, and, you know, he handled it really well. And he was the same. Like, he was like, what? I'm taking pictures of my people, my family. But that was 2 or 3 years ago. So it's not a new thing.
And what do you think, Tracy, about this sort of... Because I just see it as absolute paranoia. And it's anti-men paranoia, which really bothers me.
100%.
Do you think... I mean, I'm about to play a message from a guy, actually, who says at least people are being vigilant.
There's vigilance and then there's top on.
Yeah, you see, I would agree with it being vigilance if you spotted somebody skulking outside the fence of the playground taking photographs. Fine, be vigilant.
Predators, they hide. You know?
Yeah, and that's exactly the point that I was making. That's exactly what I was making earlier on, that these guys are clever enough to not sit outside and make themselves obvious.
No, they're further away. They're the ones that are hiding.
Yes, exactly.
My husband was in plain sight. I brought what you were saying about the 14-year-old daughter, the girl.
Yeah.
I brought my daughter to the UK the last 2 years. Now, she's 16, but I went on my own with her and we stayed in a hotel.
Yeah, I know. And if if that were a man, questions would be asked. Thank you for your call, Tracy. Paul is the message that says at least people are being vigilant.
Hey, lads. Would it be worse if no one was paying attention to these things? Predators don't have stickers over their head saying, I'm a predator. Well, people have to grow up.
No, but as that lady said, they're the ones that hide in the bushes. And Martin believes this could have turned into something quite serious.
I just think this is crazy. If lucky the woman didn't take pictures of Jeremy, because if that had went up on the internet, like, everyone knows what Jeremy and yourself, Adrian, look like. Jeremy's picture would have went up online, probably sacked Jeremy. And all because he wanted to go for a walk with his pal in the park. You know, I just think these paranoid women need to get a grip.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Very interesting conversation. I still think the exact same thing would happen this evening if Jeremy were to go to the same playground. Somebody is probably going to call him out. It's ridiculous, but... And paranoia, as we've been saying. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Before I go, why not join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you haven't already, well then please do. Our WhatsApp channel is our way of keeping in touch with you, sending you daily notifications when podcast episodes drop. So if you'd like to be included, you just send us the words add me by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626, and we'll send you a link by reply, which will bring you straight to our WhatsApp channel, and you can subscribe there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.